You're listening to The Humans We Are with Carola, episode number 51. Hello, my beloved friends. I hope you are all doing amazing. I am back from a trip to visit my mom, and I thought I'd give you an update as to how it went for those of you who are interested. And if you're not, of course you can skip this one. I'm not gonna know, and my feelings are not going to be hurt, so all is well. There's a nugget of gold that I was able to find, and I wanted to share it again in the hopes that it might help some of you who might be in a similar situation with a difficult relationship with a loved one, or even someone at work, or another parent in your kid's class. You know, there's always a relationship that challenges us more than the others. So I had plenty of opportunities to practice some of the strategies that I shared in the previous episode. Mainly, I had the chance to give myself many breaks, and I physically removed myself from the space where I was feeling activated or tense. And I realized in doing that taking those breaks is easier said than done. I have to recognize that when I came up with a strategy and I shared it in the previous episode, I didn't expect it was not going to be easy and just smooth to act based upon it. It was really interesting to notice how conditioned I am to just sit through the discomfort, to push through. It's like I felt like it's my duty to, or something like that, to sit there and just take it. It was so uncomfortable to just get up and excuse myself and take a breather. It was really uncomfortable. And I felt constantly the impulse to go back and just rejoin the situation that was activating me. So what this goes to show us is that there's not really a certain way to avoid discomfort. It's uncomfortable to sit through the thing, the interaction, the conversation that feels activating to your nervous system, but also taking a break and just going outside, take a walk, just whatever, removing yourself from that particular physical space where the situation is happening is also really uncomfortable. And if you're conditioned like me, you will feel that it was like a physical impulse to go back, to just take it. And there's also this pathway. There's one of those discomfort that is automated for us. For me, it was sitting through the discomfort of being activated there. That discomfort in the moment feels so much easier because I've done it so many times. So I know how to do it. I don't have to make an effort to just take it. And it took a lot of intention and awareness on my part at the moment to just allow the discomfort of not going back, so that I can wire a different pathway in my brain when it comes to those kind of situations. Okay, another thing that I was able to observe was about the dynamic of the relationship with my mom, where she frequently positions herself in a place where I would need to assume more like a parent role for her. Like, she wouldn't want to make simple decisions, like about what to eat, for example, or where to go. And it made me extremely anxious. There was a very big part of me that resisted taking on that parent role for her. And I really recognized that feeling from many years back. And she was also probably in following in that same rut. She has a rut in her nervous system, in her brain, that resorts to putting herself in more like a child role in these kind of interactions. I didn't come up with a solution for that necessarily. I just was able to hold space and notice, become aware of what was going on. And just noticing felt like progress for me. Okay, but I did have a huge aha moment, a big insight, if you will, that was super helpful for me. And I wanted to share with you and explain how this particular insight helped me, because maybe it will help you too. Now, first, I want to preface this by saying that I am not trying to be mean or disrespectful or derogatory. You know how words carry meaning and weight, and I don't take it lightly that I am talking about two people who are my parents and at the time of this recording are very much alive, although it's highly unlikely that they will ever listen to this. I still want to be clear that what I am about to share here is not about slandering or blaming or judging them or just hating for the sake of hating. It's just the way that I've been able to make sense of our particular dynamics, and I have found it helpful. So that's the reason for me to want to share this. If what I say sounds mean to you, or if it activates you, pay attention to that. You may want to skip this one, or maybe you want to take a break yourself and come back later, or maybe you want to talk about it with a friend or your therapist or your coach, okay? Just notice what comes up for you and honor that. So to give you some context, let me tell you that on the first day we were there, I had to take my mom to the ER. Because she was very disoriented, and she also said that she felt tingling on her face and around her mouth. And to be honest, she was scared that she was having a stroke and that she was going to go unconscious and that she will never recover consciousness. So that made her stress even more, and it made everything even worse. So the best course of action was, of course, to take her to the ER so that they could really see if anything was really, really wrong in her brain, and just for peace of mind, and also because it could have been happening too. So now you can imagine how impactful a visit to the ER can be for small kids that haven't had any experience like that before. It's scary, and it was late at night. It was a very stressful situation for all of us. While this happened, I was texting with my brothers and my father about what was going on. And side note, my parents have been separated for over 20 years, but they are still on somewhat friendly terms. And at some point, my father started saying how great this was, how good this experience was for me and for the kids, that it was excellent and amazing that we were having this situation. Now, all of this was via text in our group text that we were talking in with my brothers and him. So I acknowledge that it's really hard to understand the tone, but the words he was using were excellent and great, and also multiple exclamation marks. So it was really shocking to me, and also quite puzzling to see him so excited that we were going through all of that as we were actually in the ER. It came across as tone deaf and insensitive at best, and as a complete asshole and sadistic at worst. And it dawned on me, he's an asshole. he's always been an asshole. It's like he lacks empathy, or he can't deal with stress or pressure in a healthy way. He can't find a way to show compassion for what other people are going through. Maybe he rushes to the point where, you know how sometime later you can laugh about things, but he jumps to that point while the thing is happening. It's like he doesn't know how to deal with his own stress or pressure in a healthy way, and he turns into this jerk that tries to hurt. And I know that I am assigning intention that he was trying to hurt me. From my point of view, it felt like he was trying to get rid of his discomfort and trying to send it to me. And that's why I say it this way, that he was trying to hurt me to make himself feel better. Once I was able to see it that way, to frame it that way, when I gave myself permission to call him an asshole without judging myself for it, something changed. I was able to see why he was an asshole. Then I was able to see that he wasn't an asshole all the time or sadistic all the time. But it was only after I was able to claim that word for him, if that makes sense. I was able to see that he was an asshole under certain conditions. But in other conditions, he can be quite pleasant. I was able to find compassion when I saw that when he had the behaviors that I found sadistic or that made him an asshole in my mind, it was because I just could see how much he doesn't know how to deal with stress and how what was happening to my mom confronted him with his own mortality. They are the same age. My friend Lisa helped me see this part, so shout out to her. And how ill-equipped he is to navigate difficult situations like this one. And the stress is too much, and he ends up acting and doing and saying things that come across really badly. And also, it made me see, raise your hand if you've shown up in ways that you later regret when you've been under a ton of stress. It may sound super basic to some people, but to me, it was mind-blowing to go down this train of thought that derived from recognizing him as an a-hole. And my mom, my poor mom, is losing cognitive functions very quickly. She forgets things that happened or were said 5 minutes before. And it's heartbreaking, and also it's scary and shocking. And I hear this is common for elderly humans or humans with dementia. She's behaving like an asshole too. She was a little bit this way from way before, so I have to acknowledge that too. But it's for sure exacerbated now with her age and with all the age-related struggles. She's showing some paranoia. She's accusing me, my father, the lady that helps take care of her. Honestly, almost everyone she thinks is trying to hurt her or is out to get her or to make her go crazy, stealing from her. She accused me of being selfish and just all the horrible things that people, when they are under that frame of mind, can say and do. And I could think, oh, this is so unfair. Why is she so mean to me? I could hold on to this deep pain that I've been carrying for all my life that I talked about in the previous episode about not having the mom that I wanted, or not having the loving mom that I've always wanted and that I think that I deserved. And on top of it, now she's like outright mean and accusatory and all of that, I could have gone there and I could have been sorry for myself, and that would be justified for sure. How she has never really loved me, etc., etc. And you know, a good explanation is that she's an asshole. Just she can't help it now, and maybe in the past she could have helped it a little bit at least. But I can see how and why is an asshole now, because it's pretty evident. But I could also see and understand why she was one while I was growing up. During this visit, she was calling me names behind my back, and she was saying how I was being difficult and selfish, and that I only think about myself. And of course, she doesn't like some of my boundaries, and that's how she perceives them. And you know what? All of that is kind of true. Like, I can be difficult. And especially if I am under stress, I recognize that that's very accurate. And I am trying to be more selfish and have more solid boundaries. And I am sure in my own shortcomings and lack of healthy coping skills, even if they are much better than they used to be, I can be an asshole too from her perspective. Like, we are all assholes. And it's okay. It's not a way to justify quote-unquote bad behavior, but it's a way to understand it. And to me, that makes all the difference. It makes me feel so much compassion for all of us. It is so liberating. So I wanted to offer that for all of you. Is there any relationship in which, if you gave yourself permission to assume that they are an asshole, and maybe you are also an asshole, and it's okay, it's normal, it's, we are all doing the best we can, and sometimes that's still not enough, and we can come across as assholes to the rest. How does that feel for you? Does it feel liberating and kind of like a weight is being lifted off your shoulders, like it happened for me? I hope so, but I just wanted to offer it so that you can try it on. And I am not saying that calling them assholes and myself an asshole and understanding where we are coming from and being able to deeply and genuinely connect with compassion because of that, and forgiveness for ourselves and for them. And I'm not saying that doing all of that is like a magic bullet that fixes the relationship and now we have the relationship that we've always wanted and everything is great. Not at all. But it feels so much more peaceful and relaxed to accept that. From my point of view, they are. And from their point of view, I probably am too. And I know that I am not trying to be mean. I'm just very limited as a human being with certain coping skills and certain level of maturity and all of that. It's okay to be who we are. I think that's the bottom line. Even when who we are is not who we want to be, or not flattering, or not what we expect or deserve or want, it's okay to be who we are. All right, I hope that me sharing this very personal experience and my insights to this experience was helpful for you. I am glad that I can share this with all of you. So if you've considered or have been thinking about looking into coaching with me, I suggest booking a free consult going to www.carolafuertes.com/consult. It's a 60-minute conversation where you will tell me everything that you want to achieve or create or all the things that you want to move away from, and we explore what's gotten in your way. I ask you a lot of questions, and together we get clear on your vision for yourself. And if it makes sense, we can talk about how it would look like to keep working together. But if you're not ready yet to start coaching with me, it's still a very valuable conversation. Just having that 60-minute conversation can be all you need for now. And it's free. So if you've been considering it, this might be your sign to just go now and book it while you are still thinking about it. You know that when we leave things for later, that later tends to not come. So do it now if you are curious about it. And if you're not ready to jump on that call, but you want to support this show, rating and reviews wherever you are listening to is always the best way. If you have any comments, suggestions for topics to cover, or feedback of any kind that you'd like to get to me, you can email me at carola@carolafuertes.com, or you can find me on Instagram. I am at Fuertes Carola on there, and you can DM me. It's me who answers those inbox messages, so I would be more than excited to hear from you. Okay, I'll be back soon, and it's all for now. Bye-bye.